Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, former Buckeye NFL legend and Bowling Green head coach Eddie George was on the Kay Adams Show and had a message for Shador Sanders.
I've competed against Shador when he was at Jackson State. I've watched him certainly over the past few years, and he's matured into a professional. Now he has the opportunity to go out and show the world why, hey, I deserve to have this this position and really make his claim to say he's the future moving forward. This is what he wanted. This is what he has. And he has to go out there and make the most of it. And he has a chance to, for at least 1 week, silence the naysayers. And as you become successful, you know, that red dot, that target becomes bigger on your back. So he's gotta just take it all in stride, you know, keep your head down, chop wood, carry water.
I'm in the Eddie George business by a mile here, but to get to the game on Sunday, with all the hype, you got Eddie George talking about Shador. You got Cam Newton continuing to talk about Shador. Every show, all this. Will the Browns-Raiders game be the most watched 1 p.m./4 p.m. game on Sunday?
You confused me with the 1 o'clock. So we're combining both or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah. The early window.
Like the early window games. Yeah. Obviously not Sunday night or anything like that. Yeah. All right, let's think about it for a second. Chicago-Pittsburgh's always going to have eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a primo matchup. If Aaron Rodgers plays, not only we're involving market size attached to that as well. Chicagoans care about Aaron Rodgers in a way that is don't care about other quarterbacks, really.
Philly and Dallas is another 4 o'clock game that I think is tough to beat.
Okay. Philly-Dallas seems very tough to beat. Dallas obviously draws all the time. Outside of that, I don't really...
It's not a great matchup.
I don't really have many that would... Yeah, I don't really have many that would beat that.
I don't think it will, but I think it's going to be fascinating to see the numbers that come out from
Kansas
this
City
game.
Indy's the game I forgot about. Kansas City-Indy. I know
why
it doesn't
does anybody
feel,
want to watch that?
I know it doesn't feel... Well, I mean,
the Colts just don't do a damn thing for me. I don't care about their record.
Our brains have not adjusted to the idea that the Colts have the record they have. And conversely, I think people do really enjoy watching the Chiefs struggle.
Oh, no, that's fair.
Like, I think there's a part of people that like the idea. Like yesterday, I brought up how the Panthers have more wins than the Chiefs this year. I think people like that. I think people like hearing that. They're like, oh, wow. Like, that's...
Chiefs by 10.
Didn't know it was going that bad. Which, again, just kind of speaks to, you know, what happens when, I don't know, you have a left tackle that went AWOL and isn't really playing well when he is on the field, and then a right tackle that is absolute booty cheeks. Turns out tackles in this sport do matter.
Michigan cheated.
Turns out offensive line does matter.
Saying, you two are something else. Thank you. I'll take that
based
compliment.
Based off of what?
He's pissed that we called out Kevin Stefanski. All I saw was, okay. You two are something else.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take that compliment.
I didn't even know we had Stefanski defenders at this point in general.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I thought they all kind of just went away. I thought they tucked themselves into bed, and it's nighty-night time for them
no
already.
No tuck job for the Stefanski fans.
Always searching for a tuck job. Joe Flacco says he'd like a starting opportunity in 2026. And
me
then
too.
Headed, you never know.
Yeah.
He's like, but you never know. But he's putting it out there. He does want to play another season, and he feels like he's done enough this year to showcase to the rest of the NFL why, in fact, he should be a starter for next season.
I just think what's funny is if Joe was even like 35, it wouldn't be a question that he'd get a starting job next year.
Oh, yeah, based off
right?
the play, yeah.
And again, like, there are going to be people in the NFL who say, well, but we don't have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Totally fair. There are also going to be people like Minnesota that says, I need somebody credible that I can trust in the event that J.J. McCarthy turns out to just be full cheeks. And that's a guy that we can plug in for a year if J.J. McCarthy just craps a bed.
Does Joe Flacco come back to the Browns in 2026 if, in fact, we don't draft a quarterback?
I don't know.
Third time.
Now, if I hear the reports by Mary Kay, Deshaun's guaranteed to be here next year. Is Deshaun going to be afraid of Joe again?
I think we might have a competition now. Yeah, this might be the quarterback competition you never knew
that
we wanted
2 years ago.
Yeah, Deshaun versus Joe Flacco. What time machine are we living in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the reality. Oddly enough,
versus Shador and Dylan
Gabriel.
It
actually has a higher chance of happening with a new head coach than with Stefan. Because Flacco would be like, well, I'm not going back there. You saw what happened in those four games. I'm not doing that offense. Rather retire than go play for Stefanski again.
I bet you. I don't think there's any heat between Joe and Kevin.
Not heat, but also, I mean, he looked awful, and then he went to Cincinnati. It wasn't awful. He's got a. He,
I think
he remembers
if the Browns
that.
Gave him the starting guarantee. I bet you Joe'd take it.
Only if he's out of options.
Well, yeah, I think that's. I don't expect him to be
he's
replete
gotta be
with
completely
options.
Out of options.
Not with guaranteed
well,
starting options.
Think about it. The amount of also you could just be banking on a backup job though, because the amount of. The amount of quarterbacks that end up playing in a season has been, the numbers are insane.
You know where he should go, right? He should go to Kansas City. Back up Mahomes, maybe get another ring, and Mahomes misses one game, you light it up with 400 yards, and all of a sudden, he just keeps doing well.
Yeah, not bad.
I really wanted more from you there. Buddy Ken Carman.
I thought he was going to hit the thing.
The
didn't.
Voice of Cleveland. The only real show in all of America, really.
Yeah.
He tweeted out earlier today that while the NFL can call Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman, for due diligence, there's no job better than the one he currently has. If we factor in college football gigs and NFL jobs, is Notre Dame a top 20 job across football?
I don't think so, because I think there's probably 20 NFL jobs I would take before being the Notre Dame head coach. And then I haven't even gotten to the college jobs that I'd probably take ahead of Notre Dame. So, like, we're looking at, there's a lot of them. Now, the NFL jobs you don't take, and it really just involves bad ownership is the reason why you wouldn't take them,
right? The Browns are one of them.
The Browns are definitely one of them. I think Dallas is one that I think most people would be like, all right. But it's still the Dallas Cowboys, though. So even though it's a bad job because Jerry runs everything, you're still the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. It's still a mega deal. Like, Schottenheimer in his obituary will lead head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, even if it only exists for this year. So I think there's just too many good jobs in the NFL to say it's top 20.
I think Notre Dame in college is maybe at best the 7th or 8th best job in college football. I don't really think not playing in a conference is that much of an assist that I think maybe Ken and other people believe. And also, you just have restrictions. There's a reason why Notre Dame hasn't won a national championship in 40 damn years. I think at best it's the 7th best job in college football, and even that's a stretch. So, yeah, I mean, there are easily 20 jobs in football, if not 22, 23 NFL jobs that are better, plus 6 or 7 college schools. Now, it's arguable it might not even be top 30.
I do think there was a time where it was easily top 5 in the sport. It's just that time has come and passed. I'm thinking like Rudy, Lou Holtz, that time frame where it really felt like, and maybe just the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Maybe just me growing up in the, you know, a bunch of Irish neighborhood, a big Irish neighborhood, but like that job felt very premier at the time in a way that it doesn't now.
Yeah, because honestly,
it's still a big time job. I'm not trying to dismiss it. It's still a big time job.
It's because it's the nationalization of college football. It's no longer a regional sport, which is something I know we want to get to at some point, but like just because regionally in Ohio, we still have a little bit more love for Notre Dame, I don't think anybody in the South gives a rip about Notre Dame. Like, I just think...
And it matters. Again, it matters in Chicago, for instance. It matters in parts of the Midwest, but it just doesn't travel the same
but
way.
But I also think we've become more understanding and maybe tolerable of how many great elite LSU programs there are. Mm-hmm. And obviously, SEC is what I meant to say. But even Texas and Oklahoma, I think you can make the obvious case Texas is better. And I think you could certainly argue Oklahoma's better, too.
Texas, for sure.
Yeah.
Texas, not even close.
I mean, Texas is top five.
Yeah, of course.
And you can make the case that Texas is. That's why it's laughable that Sarkisian just keeps making the playoffs and people are like, well, he's really good. It's like, no, I don't think he is.
Omaha! Awful announcing today, says Tony Romo's decline is impossible to ignore. 5 years later, CBS's massive Romo contract looks like one of the worst decisions in sports media. Remember that initial contract? It was 10 years, $180 million. It's been dwarfed by what Tom Brady's received, obviously. But the only part of this that I find interesting is the idea that Jim Nance and Tony Romo. I will always love Jim Nance. I got a soft spot for Jim Nance.
But Cleveland's own.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo. I think it's his in-laws.
Yeah, just like Archuleta. They're one
just
of us.
Just like Archuleta, exactly
one of
right.
Us. One of us.
So I love Nance till the day he stops doing this, but that broadcasting is not
till the day he dies?
Well, once he leaves the booth, for me, he kind of does die in many ways. That's how that works. I know, it's sad, but like, then he's just not in my life anymore. So in many ways, yes, that's how that works.
All about you.
For me. Yeah, well, yeah, in this context, yes, it is. It'll exist somewhere, sure. But between him
if
and
Jim Nance isn't calling games.
That's kind of how it works.
And on Jonathan's TV, does he really exist?
If you stop making movies, if I like you as an actor and you stop making movies and you do no podcast, you have nothing else. Yeah, you are kind of dead to me, aren't you?
So,
like, you're living somewhere.
So Nicholson's
somewhere.
Dead to you?
I don't see him at Lakers games anymore.
He is still there.
You know, he stopped going the past couple years. He stopped being courtside.
Oh, I remember there was some. I remember seeing some picture in the last year or two.
He like legitimately was there at every single game, and then he stopped because he's been. I think he's been dealing with like an illness lately, though. Like, there's like an actual like reason why he hasn't been there. Yeah, very much so. But like, yeah, like that's how that works for me. Not doesn't work that way for you. You're just like, oh, they're just alive in a different place.
They're still out there.
For me, they're like, yeah, I guess he's in California somewhere.
The Guardians have a decision to make on Stephen Kwan this offseason in Sal Lakata of our sister station WFAN in NYC says he wants Kwan and the Yankees.
Who's the left fielder is what I care about now. This is great. You get Christian back. Whether you love him, hate him, doesn't matter. It happened. Now what? How are they going to get better? It starts with bringing Bellinger back. And then from there, you need to now get better. Because if you bring Bellinger back, you're the same. In my mind, getting better would be immediately trading either Spencer Jones or Dominguez, some package centered around them,
yep,
for Kwan. Now you have a left fielder, Gold Glover, leadoff hitter. Boom. Mm-hmm. He's in place. You could use Grisham in center. You could use Bellinger in center. You could use Bellinger at first. You can move some pieces around. I still think you need more on top of it, but at least to me, that would be it. Bring back Bellinger and go get Kwan. Now your outfield should be set.
Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones as the centerpiece of a Kwan deal to the Yankees. What say you?
Well, Dominguez is not very good at baseball, so I have to have an issue with that.
Now, Spencer was almost a two-war offensive player in his first year in the big leagues.
Okay, but he was awful at defense. Couldn't play defense with a whip, so he got down to...
He finishes
under a one-win war this last year.
I'm the reverse Browns. Don't care. Make me a bicycle clown. Hit me 35 home runs. He didn't even slug
400 last year. What are you talking about? 10 home runs
in 380 at-bats.
Yeah, again, not good enough. Like, I don't know what
he's
we're selling
22.
Here. I don't know what we're selling here.
Players get better the longer they play. I don't know if you know about this, but players who work good prospects.
About baseball players getting better and better? I'm telling you, the guy's hitting below. He's slugging below 400.
Uh-huh. Did he have, I think it was like a 1.5 offensive war, O-war as they call it? I believe he did this year.
His slash line, .257 batting average, .331 on base percentage, .388 last year. What are we doing here? 0.6 was his final war last year. He had a negative -13.2 defensively, the worst defensive player on the Yankees. What was
Jose Ramirez's stats after his first year in the bigs? He looked like a utility player.
Okay, so that's fine. You want to sell me on the idea that he's going to get massively, massively better? Okay, but he has to actually do that. He has to be much better than what he was last year.
I mean, Dominguez, Chase Hampton, and a prospect, me likey, long time.
I think Sal is trying to give us his a little bit better than garbage and tell us that we should be happy with this ordeal. And I don't know. I don't end up happy with this ordeal.
Now, Spencer Jones, I don't like. too much Chase, and I don't think he's going to be that good.
Didn't we talk a lot about Spencer Jones last year at one point?
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about Spencer Jones at one point.
I think
you know what does stink, though, is that the Guardians, and I just hate this for Guardians fans, is that any of these fun type of discussions, they very rarely come. Like there was a Scoobo article earlier in the day, and it's like, I don't even have to scroll down to see if the Guardians are on that list. I know they're not on that list. And that part of our baseball fandom gets sucked out of us, and I hate that for this fan base.
Yeah, but we had a passionate J.J. Bleda argument on middays yesterday. That's where we are. Emery Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan, talking Shador's first start and whether the Browns should let him cook on Sunday in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.